Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it looks as though Lum and Abner have found a way to eliminate the competition which has practically ruined their theater business. They ran across an old ordinance prohibiting theatrical entertainments from being held on the second floor of any building in Pine Ridge because of the fire hazard. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Cedric Wehunt is just entering.
Oh, well, howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
Yes, Mom.
Well, come on in, Cedric. Don't just stand there.
Well, Mr. Squire ain't here, is he?
Oh, of course he ain't. And it wouldn't matter if he was. You got a right to come into our store if you want to, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, but no telling what he'd do to me if he caught me in here talking to you fellas. Especially along as we're talking about this contract I signed with him.
Oh, you brung that along with you, huh?
Yes, Mom. Mr. Lum told me to.
Yeah, I know he did. Well, Lum will look at over for you, Cedric, quick as he gets back. He ought to be here any minute now.
Yes, Mom. Whereabouts is he at?
Oh, he went over to Dick Huddleston's store for a few minutes after the mail, I think. Here, I'll take the contract and give it to him, Cedric. Lum's been looking up more stuff in his law books this morning. I wouldn't be a bit surprised what he ain't found out a way to make Squire pay you as much as he promised he would.
Well, I sure hope so. Because I don't want to work for him for no $2.50 a week.
Why, of course not. What was it? He promised to pay you $10?
Yes, Mom, that's what he said.
Doggies, I thought there was something peculiar with all the high wages he was going around town here offering everybody.
Well, I asked Mr. Squire about it, but he just said a lot of stuff about me having a one-way contract, whatever that means.
One-way?
That's what he said. Just like a one-way ticket, I reckon, railroad ticket. We're on a round trip, I know.
But you ain't going no place far, am I?
I don't think so.
Well, I do not.
Why am I? I'm just going to have to stay where I'm going because it's just one way, he said.
Yeah, well, we'll find out about that. We don't want to get you off somewhere where you can't get home,
sir. I don't want to go no place, neither.
No.
But it just binded me to it, whatever it was, but it never binded him to it or something. I couldn't follow all what he was saying.
No. Well, he's a slick talker, that's why.
Ain't he, though?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you this, though, Cedric. He ain't slick enough to get out of something that me and Mom's cooking up for him.
Y'all cooking up something for him? You and Mr. Lum going to have Mr. Squire over for supper?
Oh, no, Cedric.
And give him some pies and victuals to eat?
Oh, of course not. Doggy, that ain't a bad idea you got there, though.
Oh, help.
No, I believe this idea of ours will work good enough, though, Cedric. We'll fix it.
What is your idea?
Well, I can't tell
you. How are you aiming on pies and?
Well, I can't tell you nothing about it. We ain't going to pies and, but it's something else. All I can tell you now is if we got a way studied up to close that place of his, that theater's up tied in a new pair of shoes. Wait a minute, there he comes right now.
Who, Mr. Squire?
No, Lum. Yeah. Come on back here and sit down, Cedric. Don't act so scared all the time. You're jumpy as nervous as a rabbit's nose.
Scared to daylight, son. I don't want to get loaded in the penitentiary.
Well, now, you won't, Cedric. Not with Lum taking care of you. I tell you, that Lum knows all that legal stuff, forwards and backwards. Lum, Cedric's here, and he brung over that contract with him.
Oh, well, good. How are you today, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good, almost, I think.
Here, Lum. You want to look for it now?
Yeah, sure. I'll be glad to read it and give you my opinions on it, Cedric.
He claims that Squire says a contract is one way and binds Cedric, but not him.
Well, that's more likely the kind of a contract he drawed up.
Huh?
Well, what I want to get is that $10 he promised me.
Yeah, well, Lum can tell by just looking at it whether you can or not, Cedric. He's good at that stuff. Ain't you, Lum?
Well, I don't like to cast compliments right in my own face, but I will admit I do know legal matters. I do say so myself.
I'll say you do. You just ought to hear him read out of them big law books, Cedric. He can say might not every one of them big words that's in there.
Oh, well, there ain't nothing to that, Abner.
Hardly
much. But he gets used to them legal terms after a while.
Oh.
Yep, let's see here. Agreement.
Oh,
party of the first part in case Kemp does.
Cedric, you just ought to hear along when he goes to talking law matters with somebody. He uses so many big words, they don't know what he's talking about half the time. He can just go on with it.
I don't know what he's talking about sometimes when he just uses little bitty words, I don't think.
Look at the way old Lum squinting his eyes up there, Cedric. He's thinking hard when he does that.
He's not going to do that.
Well, he learned it from the county judge in there at the county seat. He squints his eyes, too. Take him long 3 or 4 weeks to get onto that. He's had one whole time of court there.
Party of the first part, the second party, Cedric Weehunt, was there any witnesses present when you signed this here document?
No.
He means, was there anybody with you when you signed it, Cedric? I know what that means.
Well, let's see now. Yes, Mom, I believe there was somebody with me.
Well.
Barrel Legs Crockett was there.
Oh, Barrel Legs, huh?
But he ain't here now. He got drafted last Thursday, and he's over in Oklahoma now.
Oh.
Witnesses dispersed.
See that, Cedric? Them big words.
Well, I reckon we'll have to get out some of them irrigation papers to interchange him back over the state line.
That's the wonderfulest thing I ever heard, the way he can talk to
him. I don't know whose jurisdiction this would come under, Cedric. And it'd be unethical for me to say that the defendant's guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. But as your retainer, quo vadis, I'd say the hypotheses of the case indicate that the party of the first part could be held responsible unless, mind you, there's a habeas corpus action on the status quo.
I'd give that seashell I got over the place if I could talk like
that.
I didn't quite follow that myself, Lum. I jumped the track there, Summers. Come over that again, will you?
Well, the whole thing, boiled down, is that, while this instrument's binding to the party of the second part, the first party can waive liability on the grounds of corpus delicto ex post facto and so forth.
Listen to that, would you?
Of course, that ain't been proved yet.
Oh, natural. It ain't.
Well, what I want to know is, can I make Mr. Squire pay me that $10 he promised?
Well, now, there's something I couldn't tell you, Cedric. This contract don't say one way or the other on that.
Oh.
Tell you what, Cedric, you let me study on this a while longer, and I'll give you a report on it tomorrow. How's that?
Well, I reckon that'll be all right. I'd love to get that $10, though.
Well, now, don't you worry, Cedric. You will. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, Mom.
Well, I'll have some kind of a definite answer for you tomorrow, Cedric.
Yeah, Lom will take care of it.
So long.
So long, Cedric. Don't worry. You reckon he can get that money or not, Lom?
Well, I don't know, Abner. I can't tell from this contract.
Oh.
But I wanted to get shut of Cedric so I can draw up them papers to close up Squire's picture show.
You ain't got them fixed up yet?
Well, no, I just ain't had a minute's time to do it, seems like.
Oh.
I'll do it right now if I can find some of them warrants.
Warrants?
Blank warrants, you know.
Well, I don't believe you got none of them left, Lum. Don't you recollect? You were looking for one here a while back when Sister Simpson wanted to get out a warrant for Ulysses S. Quincy for letting his stock run loose. Recollect?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's all it saved Ulysses, too.
Yeah, couldn't get out a warrant. Never had none.
I thought sure I had one or two left in this desk some or so.
No.
Look here.
Ain't I know them. There's some blanks in there for hunting license. Might use one of them. They got a lot of legal words on them, Lum.
Hunting license?
Yeah.
I don't know. If I'd fill out one of them, we'd be resting Squire for hunting on the second floor of a building.
Well, that's again the law, ain't it?
It might be, but what we're resting him for is running a picture show up there.
I don't get him for both. I don't care.
I reckon this don't have to be on the regular warrant blank, though.
Don't
I? I'll just write it out on a piece of paper. I know all them legal words anyway.
Why, sure, you know them more than likely better than the fella that writ them letters. That wait a minute, sir, comes Grandpappy Spears better than that. Let him see what we're doing wrong.
It don't matter.
Huh?
He ain't working for Squire no more.
Oh, all right, sir.
Besides, as soon as we get Uncle Henry Lunsford to serve this on Squire, everybody's going to know it, ain't
he? Yeah, sure. Don't make no difference, I don't reckon. Yeah, howdy, Grandpap.
Yeah, howdy. Say, I hear you fellas are helping Cedric get some money out of old Squire Skimp.
Law me, has he blabbed that all over town?
No, he just told me about it confidential about 5 minutes ago.
Oh. Well, don't you go tell it all around now, Grandpa.
Oh, I won't. I won't breathe a word of it. But I'd like to have you do the same thing for me.
for you.
Yeah, don't you recollect? Squire gave me a contract to play the pioneer for him. Then he fired me and tore up the paper I'd signed.
You told me that you tore that up.
Yeah, that's right, I did, didn't
it? Yes,
well,
sure.
I never, though. He done it himself.
Oh.
And I believe I got a good case out of where I can lawsuit him.
Well, maybe you can. What do you think, Lon?
Well, I tell you, I think Squire's going to have enough trouble. Fact is, he's going to be out of the show business by 6 o'clock tonight.
Out of the show business?
Why, sure. Me and Lon found out he's violating the law every time he opens them doors over there.
Well, he ain't getting a law to run a picture show, is he?
It is the way he's running his. We found an old ordinance in the law statutes that it was passed back in 1907 here in Pine Ridge, and it says it's again the law to have our theaters on the second story of a building on account of fire hazards and such as that.
Yeah, I do know. Well, I'm proud to hear that.
And Lom's drawing up the paper to serve on him right now.
Yeah, listen to this. I just scratched this off for us.
Oh, sure, sure.
I, Lom Edwards and Abner Peabody, charge M.K. Skimp with violating ordinance number... Wait a minute, though. That ain't going to look right.
You mean that kind of paper ain't going to work, Lon?
No, it ain't that. I just don't like the idea of me and you bringing these charges against him.
Well, it's against the law, ain't it?
Yeah, I know, but I just feel like we're just using the law to fight competition with.
Huh?
Now, if me and you wasn't in the picture show business ourselves, Abner, we wouldn't even think of doing such a thing.
We wouldn't, huh?
No, it's just an old law that ought to have been taken off the record years ago.
It's still a law, though, Lon.
Yeah, but I don't like taking advantage of my position. It's just the peace situation.
Huh.
I never would feel right about it. No, let's just forget about it.
Well, I do know. After all Squire's done to us, and here you are getting chicken-hearted when we've got a chance to close that place of his up and get shut up.
Well, here now. If that's against the law, I want to see that place closed up. I'll bring them charges again myself.
That's a time, Granddad.
As a citizen of Pine Ridge, I demand that you make out a warrant for Squire Skimp's arrest.
You got to do it too, Lon. You're a justice of the peace, and Granddad's a taxpayer. He's got his rights.